This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Apple season is in full swing, with local orchards now open. For those of us in cold climates, growing apples wasn't always easy, but with a lot of research by places like the University of Minnesota, which started breeding apples in 1888, we can grow some of the most delicious and sought-after apples. I remember the first Honeycrisp apple I ever ate at the Landscape Arboretum. You could only buy one. It was huge and deep red, and the best tasting apple I've ever had. Since Honeycrisp trees were introduced in 1991, millions have been planted, and the cultivars just keep coming. There are 20 varieties developed by the U, with Rave, First Kiss, Snow Sweet, and Frostbite being some of the most popular, besides Honeycrisp. Frostbite apple trees fit a special niche. It is an extremely cold-hardy tree, making it perfect for up north, Zone 3. The small fruits have a tropical taste, almost like sugarcane, tangy, very sweet, and juicy. If you plan on getting fruit from your apple tree or trees, you need two varieties or you won't get anything. One can be a crab apple. As for planting, contrary to most trees, the U of M says plant your apple trees in full sun in May or June, once all chance of frost is gone. Dwarf apple trees can start producing in 2 to 3 years. Full-size trees can be up to 8. I have all kinds of information on selecting, growing, and caring for your apple trees on my website, gardenbite.com.
From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com.
That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.